All right, we've got them ready to go, the Swag Monkeys. Thanks for your patience if you were waiting to hear them. We wanted to make some last-minute adjustments. So, these guys have appeared at Pittsburgh International Children's Festival. They've been at Art All Night, Unblurred, some gallery crawls here and there. They're fine musicians. A lot of people enjoy them. You'll get to meet all of them throughout the segment. But we're going to just go right into some music and have you start. They're ready to go. And please join me as we welcome, for now at least, the Swag Monkeys.
Goes my head, but thank God I'm not dead yet. See, my chest moves to breathe. open door. See, I would think she is to go and start soaring high. The only problem is, never learn how to fly. Never learn how to fly. Suspension wings.
I find it quite right. Show me a pass and we'll be tight. I find it quite right. Show me a pass and we'll be tight. So
there you have the Swag Monkeys playing on the radio here, which is not always easy to do because it sounds different to them than it does to you, because the mix is amazing. We can hear everything you're singing, and you sound beautifully as you're playing together. I want to talk with Philippa first. Philippa Zhang, who says she met me when she was 3, you think?
Yeah.
I could see that. Do you remember the circumstances?
I think I called in a few times on the radio when I was really young, and one time I came in here and you played my voice backwards or something.
Oh, yes, that sounds like one of our little tricks.
Yeah, I think I was pretty impressed.
How old are you now?
I am 13 now.
Ed, where do you go to school?
I go to Pittsburgh Kappa. I'm in the 9th grade.
I'm not surprised. And what are you majoring in there?
I'm actually majoring in visual arts there.
Nice. But you're so talented musically, too.
Thank you.
Did you write the song you just sang?
I did. That was actually like the first song I ever wrote on the guitar, and it was right when I first started playing. And then it was funny because a few months later I joined the band, and then they made it really awesome, and here we are now.
Well, that's great. Well, tell me, and we'll make sure that we get a mic around so everybody can say hello, if not now, after the next song. How did the band come together exactly? You're at Kappa. We've got a couple of people at Pittsburgh Dilworth, right? How did you all meet and get together?
Well, they used to be at Pittsburgh Dilworth when they were in elementary school. Now Henry and Desmond go to Kappa, and Winston's actually at Pittsburgh Obama. But they met back in like the 3rd or 4th grade at Dilworth, and they started a band through school, from what I understand. And then about a year ago, back in April, I was writing songs and I really wanted people to play with, and I was looking around for people to play with, and they were looking around for someone to maybe sing or play guitar, because they were an instrumental band. And then we just happened to play together, and it worked out really well. And then a year later, we're gelled pretty well.
I think so. And I forgot Pittsburgh Dilworth only goes up to 5th. I was thinking it went up to 8th, which they changed those year after year, it seems. Do you write most of the songs?
I write a good deal, but Henry also writes a lot of the songs, and Desmond sometimes comes up with a song. It's a good mix. I write all of the lyrics, too, so that's how we kind of started out, was like, whenever I joined, I would just write lyrics to their songs, and then I introduced Dreamland, which was the song we just played, and we kind of put that one together, and soon we kind of integrated, like, the music I'd been writing and more of what Henry had been writing, and pretty soon we had like a set of almost all new songs. I write a lot of them, but they also write some.
Great. Well, Gio's going to make a minor adjustment. Go ahead, Gio. And to make sure you sound exactly perfectly right. And he's done it. Now, you have a major announcement. Do you want to make the major announcement after the next song? Or do you want to make it now?
When do you guys want to make it?
Oh. The band has a major announcement. By the way, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, hearing live music from the Swag Monkeys. You're going to wait?
So after our next song.
Okay, major Swag Monkeys announcement after their next song. What's the next song called, Philippa?
The next song is like the newest song we have. It's called Thursday, and it was funny because I actually wrote it on a Thursday.
Thank you.
Thursdays are always problematic. They feel like all the other days. But this week seems to last forever. And I can't take one day more. My mouth is filled with static. When your problems belittle mine. Like when you told me I don't have to worry about time. Like I've never seen this before. Push me to be what I'm not. To sit together when I talk. And I can't take one day more. This week seems to last forever. And we seem too idle here. On a Thursday. Too close. But not quite. Melodramatic. Stress out over my own gratitude. Show me love even when I'm rude. To believe that I'm too good for you. My mouth is filled with static.
Well done there. You've got the Swag Monkeys once again. And Philippa, you've got this announcement to make.
Okay, so we realized that over the past year and over the past few years that they've been together, we've grown a lot and have been going through a lot of changes. And so we made the big decision very recently.
We can have the drummer do a little.
That we are going to change our name.
A name change.
Name change. And I think a lot of bands go through this, and so we thought it was pretty appropriate. And our new name is The Alternatives.
The Alternatives. Two words, right?
One word. Capital N.
Okay.
The Alternatives. It's spelled like alternatives, but has the capital N to kind of separate it. And I don't know, they can probably say some things about what it means to them, but I think one of the first meanings that we kind of came up with whenever we thought of it was that we can become natives to change, and that's really hard to do, but like change is the only kind of constant, and there's always changes, and this is a big change for us, but maybe we can become accustomed to change itself.
Excellent. And you can have the alternation. Be members. Gio, I'm going to ask if you can sort of help me with the mic. I want to be sure we meet everybody. So if you could just grab that mic for a minute, since we only have one vocal mic today. And let's talk to Winston first, who's just on the saxophone. And don't go far, because we'll need to get it to the other guys, too. Hey, Winston.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself, please.
Well, I started playing my bass in third grade at Dorf Elementary School. I started the saxophone about since the new year, 2 years ago.
Now, do you have a musical family? Are there any other musicians in your family?
Yes, my dad, Pooji Bell, plays the drums.
Yeah, I know Pooji is a well-known drummer. What do you think about the name change?
What do I think about the name change?
Yeah, do you like alternation or alternatives?
I do like the name change.
It takes a little getting used
to,
I think.
It does take a little getting used to. Because when we first decided on the name Swag Monkeys, to be honest, I did not like it, but it just grown on me. So I guess this new name will just grow on me again.
Yeah, I suspect it will. And it takes time for names to take shape. Do you want to say hello to anybody? Any shout-outs or anything?
Hello to everybody that is listening to us, and thank you for actually tuning in and listening to us, and hopefully that you guys can get a chance to hear us more.
Excellent. And we'll get the mic over, I think, to Desmond. We'll talk to him next. And Desmond, it's good to see you. I remember when you came down as part of the Dilworth Drum Ensemble. Where are you now?
I'm at Pittsburgh Kappa.
And what's your major there?
I'm a drummer.
Excellent. Are you working with Mr. Thompson?
He's my homeroom. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, he, I sometimes work with him because he comes in the orchestra room to help out the drummers, and so, yeah.
although he is a bass player, I mean, that's, he'd have a lot to do with sort of the rhythm of the unit, you know, and keeping everybody mm-hmm. together, too. Plus, he's, you know, a phenomenal gigging musician, Paul Thompson.
Mm-hmm. He's very talented. Right.
Do you want to send a shout-out to anybody?
I'd like to send a shout out to my friend Oliver. Happy birthday to you. I hope you enjoy it to the best, and I hope you're listening.
Excellent. And any thoughts on the band name or on where the band's heading?
Like Winston said, it's really something you need to grow on, but as of now, it's a very good, talented name. I'm glad we thought of it as a group and not individually, and we could, even if so, we could come up with it and all agree that it was a good name. So it's really a cool collaboration of ours.
Yeah, you guys are all good friends, and that's not always easy for any group of people. And frankly, especially when you're around the age you are, it's easy to sometimes not get along, I think. So it's pretty cool. Let's meet Henry first. It's true, really, at various different ages, not just the age you are. Henry, you were here last week playing with Hope Academy, and Winston was here last week, I thought so. Tell me about yourself, Henry.
Well, I'm the keyboardist, and I guess my major influences are the Gorillaz and Damon Albarn. I just like that music, yeah.
And you're at Kappa as well?
Yeah, I'm a piano major at Kappa.
Excellent. Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to or say hello to?
I guess anybody who's listening. My mom, she's over there, and my dad, I guess, and my brother, I guess.
Great. Well,
and all my friends.
Excellent. Well, yeah, there's lots of folks listening, and they will be later on the on-demand version of this, too. So we have time for a couple more songs, and Philippa, I didn't ask you if you had any shout-outs. If you want to give them, feel free, and then just feel free to go right into your next song.
Oh,
I see. She's donned a ukulele, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I did switch instruments.
Winston's now on sax.
Yeah. Alto sax. The next song we're going to play is called Much Too Figurative. And I guess I do have shout-outs to anyone who is listening also. I think a lot of my friends, or at least my parents, the parents of my friends, are listening. So, yeah, I think just... Even if you're not listening, friends, you've been supportive, so thanks.
Buns to beauty, will you talk to me? You got your head on the floor and your feet in the trees, 'cause it's upside down, this world we see. Swirls of black and purple backwards. Now here I am. Now here I am. Say that we can dream of an ideal reality. Beauty that's never been seen. comics between the jungle and the small venue music scene. They push us away. They say things can never change. The daily day-to-day consumed by a screen that keeps me too tired to decay. I saw you praying to the god of deception. Think you might have met him. That would be great for your reputation. Front suit beauty, will you talk to me? You got your head on the floor and your feet in the trees. Cause it's upside down, this world we see. It's rows of black and purple backwards. Now here I am. Now here I am. Now here I am.
There you have, is it official? Is it, shall I call you? The Alternatives. The Alternatives. Great song. You know, I really, there's so much to like about that particular song. Each of you played really well. You had some really cool piano on a bridge in that song that I might have been able to hear better than you can. It's tough in the studio. It really puts you close together, but it sounded really great. The drumming was solid and right on. The sax was a lot of fun to listen to, and the rhythm on the uke plus your voice really carried it off too. Are you guys playing anywhere soon? I checked your schedule, and I didn't see anything immediately coming up.
We have a few shows coming up this spring. They haven't been, like, we aren't sure on the exact details of them yet, but I think there's one coming up at the Kappa Cabaret, but it's not happening in Kappa. It's happening at, I think, a pit club. I'm not actually entirely sure because we're still figuring out the details of it.
Keep us posted. And
yeah.
We linked to your Facebook page,
yeah,
which undoubtedly will eventually link to the Alternatives page if you should choose to change it or rename it, so people will be able to find you.
Yeah, I think we are going to rename the Facebook page, so you can find us on Facebook, and that's where we'll keep you updated with all of our upcoming shows and new music and stuff like that, because I think we'll be recording something soon. So
I hope so. And I want to thank all of you for being here today. Philippa, whose voice you just heard, Henry on keys, Desmond on drums, and Winston, who has picked up the bass once again. What are you going to close up with?
Well, it's funny because before we even talked about this name, we wrote a song called Acceleration. And so this song is called Acceleration, and I think you'll be able to hear some relations between the name and the lyrics.
Once again, the great band now known officially as the Alternatives. The Alter Natives, thank you all for being here. We need to have you back. Thanks.
Thank you.